other world news, it was part of the plan to capture the world's most wanted man. Sources tell CNN that in order to find Osama bin Laden, the CIA enlisted the help of a Pakistani doctor, Shaquil Afridi, to vaccinate locals for hepatitis with the goal of secretly collecting DNA from individuals in the suspected bin Laden compound. Sources say the program did not end up helping the CIA. They never were able to get access to anyone in the compound, but healthcare workers say that the people of Pakistan and the aid workers there to help them are now paying the price. The Taliban had been attacking healthcare workers before bin Laden's death in 2011, but since the revelation about Dr. Afridi, the Taliban have been given a new propaganda talking point that immunizations could be part of another CIA plot. And now polio is blowing up in the region. Of the 77 new cases of polio in the world this year, 61 are in Pakistan, according to the World Health Organization. We learned this week that the White House has promised that the CIA will never again use immunizations as a ruse. But is that enough to undo the damage? Let's bring in Olivier Knox, White House correspondent for Yahoo News, who broke this story of the White House pledge, and Phil Mudd, former CIA and FBI official and senior research fellow at the New America Foundation. Olivier, thanks for being here. Great story. The CIA and the White House are making this policy change after being encouraged to do so by a letter from the deans of 12 top public health school deans warning of the endemic and the risk to health workers. How quickly did this happen?
The deans of these schools of public health wrote to President Obama directly in January of 2013.
Oh, a while ago.
A while ago. According to the CIA, CIA Director John Brennan made the decision to end this policy or to implement this ban in August of 2013. The letter from the White House came out on Friday.
Phil, obviously, I know you can't discuss operational details, but in a situation like this, when the CIA is trying to get DNA and they decide we're going to use this doctor and hopefully he can get swabs of DNA from people inside the bin Laden compound, there must be some thought that this could backfire at some point, no?
I don't think so. Look, there are prohibitions, or there have been in the past, on other kinds of operations. For example, using what we will call clerical cover. You cannot go into a situation and pretend that you're a priest or a member of the media. I don't think now, years after the raid, we could look back 3 years ago and have said, hey, we can predict if we go in undercover as a doctor, this will cause a backlash that might lead to a spike in polio in Pakistan. I think that's a bit too much to ask. That said, in retrospect, I doubt whether my friends at the CIA had any objection to saying we won't do this anymore.
So there isn't any sort of cold calculation that, look, 100 new cases of polio in Pakistan are worth it, theoretically, if we can get bin Laden and he doesn't kill 5,000 more people. No one thinks that way?
No, what I'm saying is you've got to sit down and game every aspect of the operation, but you're dealing in a unique environment here. That is, in the tribal areas of Pakistan, a unique operation utilizing a doctor. To think in hindsight that somebody could have sat there and said, hey, if these dominoes line up in a row, we might get an incidence of polio that's higher as a result of that operation. I think that would have been pretty difficult to game out.
And Olivia, you say almost 60 people have been killed by the Taliban because of this. How do you mean?
Well, even before the revelations of that this Pakistani doctor was working for the CIA, the Taliban had begun... fueled and exploited rumors, local rumors, that Western-backed vaccination campaigns were actually cover for sterilization campaigns, or they were actually, well, ironically enough, Western spy operations. What the disclosure of Dr. Afridi's behavior led to, though, was it painted an even bigger, brighter bullseye on the backs of Western aid workers. So you saw actually an explosion of violence against doctors, nurses, and the police and military who guard them.
Phil, Pakistan was reportedly the only country with endemic polio that saw a rise in new cases since the bin Laden operation. Did the CIA have to peg this to vaccinations? Was there really no other way to do it, to try to confirm that there were, through DNA, that there were people in the compound who were bin Laden family members without going through public health workers as a ruse?
Boy, you look at this operation in retrospect and you say, maybe somebody should have said there might be a problem with the Pakistani Taliban and health workers in the aftermath of this. But if you look at it when the operation was being organized, you have a compound where you can't get access with the plumber, you can't get access with the mailman, you can't get access with the policeman. Further, you have a cultural situation that is an Arab family, Bin Laden's family, that is not going to allow men in very easily. So you come up with a situation where you say, what's the most benign individual I can have approach the door who might have access to the family? So regardless of what you think in retrospect, somebody had a Hollywood thinking cap on beforehand, because this operation was very well conceived. In retrospect, you might say ill-conceived, but in the run-up to this operation, brilliant.